At the beginning of November, our church celebrated our 29th anniversary.
咁喺十一月初咧，我哋教会咧就庆祝咗29周年。
So what was our church anniversary's theme?
咁我哋今年嘅周年庆主题系咩咧
？It was let's strive to enter God's rest.
就系竭力同得安息。
And this theme.It's based on Hebrews chapter 4, verse 9 to 11.
咁呢个主题呢就是取自希伯来书四章九至十一节嘅经文。
And by God's grace, we as a church hope to learn and put into practice this theme for the coming year.
咁靠住神嘅恩典呢我哋教会都想真係去实行去学习呢一个主题喺嚟緊嘅一年。
And this lesson of entering God's rest is actually indispensable when we live in a increasingly chaotic and turbulent world.
而呢一个喺我哋目前处于咁动荡嘅世界里面咧，能够学到点样真正进入神嘅安息咧，系一个绝对唔可以缺少嘅功课。
And recently, the Wong Fuk Court fire in Hong Kong has caused at least 159 deaths.
咁最近喺香港發生呢、這個好大火災啦，咁咧即係喪失咗最少有159個生命。
And it is said to be the deadliest fire accident in Hong Kong since 1948.
而係呢件火災咧，係被譽為咧喺自從1948年香港發生過最嚴重嘅一個火災。
And just now, Pastor Grace mentions since mid-November, Southeast Asia has experienced.Severe storms and heavy rain.
咁而头先咧 ，Grace 牧师都同大家分享咗啦。喺自从十一月中开始啊，呢个东南亚就一路去经历咗非常之严重嘅风灾啊，加埋水灾。
And the storms were overlapping with one another.
咁呢啲一个接一个嘅风暴
，and 重叠。
就系重叠埋一齐嘅时候。
And heavy rain caused many.Southeast Asian country to experience floods and landslides, especially in the deforested areas.
再加埋咧，一路不断持续嘅好大嘅雨咧，雨量咧导致非常严重嘅水灾啦、水浸啦，同埋山泥倾泻。特别咧系喺嗰啲咧即系树木已经被砍伐得好紧要嘅地方。
So far, at least 600 people were killed.
咁其實而家到目前為止，最少有1600人已經係喪失生命啦。
More than 800 are still missing。
咁咧多過800人咧都仲係未能夠揾到嘅。
So when we look around the world，
所以我哋環顧整個世界
，I think you will agree that the world is becoming increasingly turbulent and chaotic。
我諗你同我都會同意啊，我哋所處嘅呢個世界咧係越嚟越混亂同埋動盪。
Not to mention global warming.
咁我哋都唔使再讲，仲有呢个温室效应啦。
And the changing animal
全球暖化，对唔住，全球暖化温室效应。
And the changing animal behaviors, such as the case we observe this year, in Japan.
咁亦都好似喺日本啊，我哋今年就观察到啊，嗰啲动物嘅行为都已经反常啦。
Because it's a record-breaking bear encounters in Japan.
因为咧喺日本咧就发生咗破纪录嘅熊嚟出现嘅情况。
Because there was a shortage of foods in the forest, so they, yeah, came out into in contact with people.
咁咧就由于喺森林里面啊，佢哋已经揾唔到食，于是咧佢哋就去到有人聚居嘅地方。
So at times like this, we will especially appreciate the preciousness of the Bible.
所以喺咁样嘅时间嘅时候咧，人咧往往先至更加珍惜，识得去欣赏圣经系几咁宝贵。
And the Bible is the word of God, our from our Creator in heaven, and also our Father in heaven.
因为咧，圣经系神嘅话语，系从我哋天上嘅父亲呢个创造宇宙万物嘅主宰嗰度嚟。
And Bible is actually a marvelous book, unlike any other.
咁聖經咧，其實咧係一本非常奇妙嘅書，係同其他世上其他書係唔同嘅。
Because it talks about both the beginning of the universe，
因為咧佢唔單止講到呢個宇宙嘅起源
，and also the end of this present time，
亦都提及我哋呢個現今嘅世代嘅終結。
So from Genesis to Revelation，
所以咧由創世記一路去到啟示錄
，the Bible being the revelation from our Creator God Yahweh reveals to us.
咁咧，圣经啊，作为神向人嘅启示，其实已经向我哋启示出。
What was, what is, and what is to come?
就系过去系点嘅咧，而家系点嘅咧，将来又将要发生咩事咧
？So for those who have eyes to see and ears to hear.
所以对于嗰啲系有眼可以睇得见，有耳能够听得见嘅
，We are not left in the dark from what our Creator God is doing.
我哋咧并唔系好似被蒙在鼓里，都唔知道神喺度做紧乜嘢。
From the Bible, we are able to know what God Yahweh is doing throughout the history to bring about His salvation plan for mankind in Christ Jesus.
其实喺圣经入面，我哋就能够去认识到亚维神佢究竟喺历史当中一路点样去开始实行佢嘅救恩计划，亦都系藉住佢所预定、佢所拣选嘅尼赛亚耶稣基督去成就呢个救恩计划。
Yes, Jesus Christ is God's appointed Messiah.
咁咧，耶稣基督咧系神佢特别去挑选所立定嘅嗰位尼赛亚。
The central figure in His salvation plan.
就系神佢呢个救恩计划中心人物。
And the Lord Jesus already prophesied what would happen near the ends of this present age.
咁而主耶稣咧，其实都已经预言咗喺我哋现今世代咧嘅终结或者就嚟终结嘅时候咧，将会发生咩事
？For example, in Matthew chapter 24, verse 6 to 8,
就好似喺马太福音24:6-8嗰度话。
And here he said, near the end of this present age, there will be wars and rumors of wars.
咁喺嗰度咧就讲到啦。嚟到呢个现今世代嘅终结嘅时候啊，就会越嚟越多打仗同埋打仗嘅风声。
And there will be different catastrophes around the world, such as earthquake and famine.
而且咧，全球会有各种各类嘅天灾人祸啊，例如有地震啊呢啲嘅饥荒。
So there are these external disturbances around the world near the end of this present age before the Lord Jesus' second coming.
所以在主耶稣基督呢第二次再来之前呢这个世界又面对就来这个终结的时候其实有很多外在的一些的搅扰。
And the world is becoming more and more turbulent and chaotic, not just on the external level.
但其实世界呢变得越来越混乱和动荡呢都不是只是在一个外在的层面的。
So this would also be the case in terms of the heart condition of mankind internally.
其实这个也都会是人类我们内心的世界那个的情况人内里这个心的状态也都同样变得越来越混乱。
So in 2 Timothy chapter 3 verse 1 to 2,
在这个提摩太后书的3:1-2,
it says, But understand this, that in the last days, there will come times of difficulty, for people will be lovers of self, lovers of money, proud, arrogant, abusive,disobedient to their parents, ungrateful, and holy.
提摩太后书3:1-2咁话：你该知道末世必有危险的日子来到，因为那时人要专顾自己，贪爱钱财，自夸，狂傲，谤读，违背父母，忘恩负义，心不圣洁。
So I hope you can see why the church anniversary theme is especially.An important one. So, can I see next slide?
咁啊，希望大家咧都能够睇得到点解今年教会选咗呢一个主题啊，佢系几咁嘅重要。
Especially in this increasingly turbulent world.
就系尤其喺一个越嚟越动荡嘅社会里面。
And as Pastor Joe pointed out, this theme is actually quite deep and profound.
咁正如咧啊。加克牧师啦 ，Pastor Joe 佢之前都已经指出啦，其实呢个主题系非常之深奥噶。
And only when we have entered into God's rest, we will have the peace and calmness to understand the will of God.
其实唯有当我哋能够首先进入神嘅安息里面，我哋先能够有呢份安静，可以开始明白到神嘅旨意。
And to be able to co-work with God to bring His salvation in Christ to people who areperishing in this dying world.
亦都系咁样，我哋先可以同神同工，一齐嘅将救恩啊喺耶稣基督里面嘅救恩带俾嗰啲喺而家呢个世界喺度正系迈向死亡、迈向灭亡嘅人。
So, do you know what this is next?
咁大家睇唔睇到呢幅图系咩嚟嘅咧
So it's a first-person point of view of a firefighter trying to put out a fire.
其實呢個呢就係從一個消防員嘅第一身嘅視角去睇當佢要去滅火嘅時候。
So that's his goggle and he's using a hose to spread the water.
咁其實呢就係從佢戴住嗰個保護眼嘅眼罩啊睇出去，然後佢喺度用緊個水管去啡水去淋熄啲火囉。
So in a severe fire like this,
咁喺一個非常之嚴重嘅火警或者火災嘅時候，
a firefighter needs to be calm.
一個消防員必須保持冷靜
，so he can make the right judgment，
以致佢能夠作出非常正確嘅判斷
，and also to work as a team with his fellow rescuers，
同埋咧可以同佢身邊一齊嘅救援人員咧係非常之合作無間啊。
So imagine if he panics and is overcome by his fear。
嗱，我哋想象一下，如果呢個消防員自己都好驚震曬，然後好混亂嘅時候。
Then he will be unable to help rescue others.
咁佢係冇可能去拯救其他人。
Not to mention making the wrong judgment due to panic.
更唔好話因為佢嘅驚恐而做一啲錯誤嘅決定。
And he could endanger his own life or even the lives of his fellow firefighters.
咁樣佢唔單止係將自己嘅生命去變得處喺一個好危險嘅狀況，佢甚至咧會令到佢嘅同伴都會落入一個危險當中。
So in the same way, only when we have entered into God's rest,
所以同樣，除非我哋自己已經進入神嘅安息裡面，
we will have the calmness and understanding from God Yahweh to know how we are to live our lives and to participate in His work of salvation in this turbulent time.
咁所以咧，唯有當我哋進入咗呢份安息，我哋就能夠有呢份嘅安穩，呢份平靜。仲有係從神而嚟嘅呢個理解明白啊，知道我哋應該點樣去活我哋嘅生命，同埋可以參與喺神嘅即係對於要拯救呢個咁動盪、咁混亂嘅世界嘅救恩計劃裏面。
So since November so far, we've heard two sermons on the church anniversary theme. Let's try to enter God's rest.
咁自從十一月以嚟咧，我哋已經聽咗兩篇係有關於我哋呢個主題，就係竭力同得安息嘅呢啲嘅信息。
So, on the day of anniversary, Pastor Joe shared with a message.
咁喺我哋慶祝呢個周年慶嘅當日咧，加克牧師已經同我哋分享咗一篇嘅信息啦。
So, test your mind to see if you still remember it. So, what was it about?
咁要考下大家記憶力啦，你哋記唔記得係關於咩嘅咧
？I give you a hint. The next slide is a hint.
咁下一張圖就係一個嘅提示啦。
So, anyone who recall what was the main point?
究竟當日嘅講道信息嘅重點係咩咧
？Prayer, right?
咁啊，多謝阿 John 啊，就係咧關於禱告嘅。
So Pastor Joe shared that prayer is one important way to enter into God's rest.
當時加克牧師同我哋分享咧，禱告係一個非常之重要嘅方式，令到我哋能夠進入神嘅安息當中。
And the key passage was this one.
咁當時嘅主題經文咧，就係而家顯示出嚟嘅。
It is in the stillness of prayer in God's presence to behold His face.
咁咧就係當我哋能夠喺神即藉住祷告啦，呢份安静进入到神嘅同在，我哋就能够瞻仰神嘅荣美。
And is in staying in His presence, Christians can continuously be transformed by God Yahweh to be more and more like Him。
亦都系藉住我哋能够进入神嘅同在，持续嘅因着神嘅同在去改变我哋咧，令到我哋越嚟越似 Yahweh 我哋嘅神。
And a few weeks ago, Pastor Grace also shared a sermon。
咁喺幾個禮拜前咧 ，Grace 牧師亦都同大家去有另一篇嘅信息。
So do you recall what it was？
咁大家記唔記得當中嘅內容咧
？So it's also always good to refresh our memory, isn't it？
所以咧，我哋真係要多啲温故知新，去提醒翻自己所聽過嘅。
So Pastor Grace encouraged us to seize the chance to respond to God's voice today.
當時 Grace 牧師去鼓勵提醒我哋啊，我哋應該要把握機會。今日你若聽到神嘅聲音，你就要去回應。
And not to harden our hearts.
你千祈唔好去硬住你嘅心。
And she also points out the dangerous consequence of not entering into God's rest.
而当时她都指出了当你没办法进入神的安息带来的严重的后果。
So when Christians have not entered into God's rest,
所以当基督徒如果没办法进入神的安息里面的时候,
we will become spiritually tired and dried up.
我们属灵上就会变得非常的疲惫,非常的枯干。
Being unable to bear or manifest this fruit of the Holy Spirit in our lives.
而我们的生命也没办法结出圣灵应该有的果子。
So today, by the grace of God, I'd like to lead you to ponder deeper on this anniversary theme.
今天靠着神的恩典，我想带领大家再尽心的去思考，去默想我们今年这个周年庆的主题。
So we want to understand one key requirement to enter God's rest.
我们想一起去明白如果要进入神的安息其实是有一个先决条件的。
I would like to share with you two key passages.
我想跟大家分享两段的主题经文。
I would encourage you to note down these two passages for your meditation and at home further, to ponder before God.
我都会鼓励大家你们可以记得这两段的经文等你回家的时候可以继续更多的默想。
So the first passage can be found in Hebrews chapter 3 verse 18 to chapter 4 verse 3.
咁第一段嘅经文呢就係喺希伯来书3章18节至到4章3节。
So Hebrews chapter 3 verse 18 to chapter 4 verse 3. To save time, I just read to you in English.
咁经文係希伯来书3章18节至到4章3节。但因为时间关系呢我只会用英文为大家读出。
So chapter 3 verse 18,And to whom did he swear that they would not enter his rest, but to those who were disobedient? So we see that they were not able to enter because of unbelief. Therefore, let us fear if, while a promise remains of entering his rest, any one of you may seem to have come short of it. For indeed we have had good news preached to us, just as they also. But the word they heard did not profit them.Because it was not united by faith in those who heard. For we who have believed enter that rest, just as he has said, as I swore in my wrath, they shall not enter my rest. So from our first key passage,
咁从我们第一段的经文,
So what is the one requirement for the people of God to enter God's rest?
我们看到如果神的子民要进入到神的安息第一个首要条件是什么呢?
So can you identify what this key is?
大家找不到这个关键。
Belief or faith.
就
是 faithfulness.
相信或者信心也都是翻译做信实是同一个字的。
So as you recall, Sister Vicky pointed out last week, in the Bible, faith and faithfulness are the two sides of the same coin.
咁正如 Vicky 導師上個禮拜都同我哋分享啦，喺聖經入面咧，信心同埋信實咧，其實就好似一個銀幣嘅兩面。
忠誠。
或者可以翻譯為忠誠，係啦，即係信心同埋忠誠咧，就好似一個錢幣嘅兩面咁樣。
Because the same Greek word carry both of these meanings。
因為咧，其實呢個希臘字啊，原文咧係有呢兩方面嘅含義嘅。
And a person who has true faith in God is also the one who is faithful towards Him.
所以一个真的对神有信心的人呢，他一定是对神是一个很忠诚的人。
So I hope you remember this one key point from today's sermon.
所以希望大家呢都可以记住今天信息里面的这个重点。
And this is what you need to enter God's rest.
这一个是你要进入神的安息的关键。
When we have faith and are faithful towards Him.
就是当我们对神有信心而且我们对神是忠诚的。
And secondly, we can observe in this passage,
那第二点我们能够从这段经文观察到的呢?
God Yahweh is the one who gives His rest to us.
其实是 Yahweh 神他自己将他的安息赐给我们。
So in other words, God is the one who decides to accept or not accept us into His rest.
那换言之呢?神就是那位能够决定究竟接不接纳我们进入他的安息里面的那位。
So it's not the case that we decide how we want to enter into the rest with God.
所以呢并不是我们自己去决定我怎样可以去进入神的安息。
So our kind of rest may be like this.
因为可能我们心目中的安息休息就是这样的。
So you have nice drinks in a sunny beach.
咁咧喺一个阳光海滩享受翻杯好饮嘅嘢。
Very refreshing and restful, right?
哇，真系好舒畅啊，好能够安息休休息到啊。
Maybe this is your idea of rest.
可能呢个系大家心目中嘅休息同埋安息。
But how about the next one?
咁大家我哋睇下一幅图。
Maybe the younger generation is like this.
哇，甚至可能我哋嘅更加年青一代咧，就中意咁样嚟休息。
So 躺平 means to lie flat, lie flat.
咁咧有一个中文嘅而家好流行叫做躺平啊，即系喺度瘫晒喺度啦。
Maybe it's Joshua's kind of rest.
啊，有可能我哋当中好似 Joshua 呢年纪啊，就中意咁样嘅方式，躺平嘅方式去休息。
Let's see the next slide.
咁再下一张。
Next slide, please. Yeah. So notice that the rest we strive to enter into is God's rest.
但我哋要去留意，其实我哋而家竭力要同得到或者一起进入嘅嗰种嘅安息咧，系神所赐嘅安息。
It's not our own idea of rest.
并不是我们自己概念中想出来的那种安息。
So in the future sermons, we will look deeper into the meaning of God's rest.
所以在未来继续有的信息系列里面，我们会尽心去明白究竟神想给的是什么的安息。
And to understand what kind of rest that God desires to give to us.
去明白究竟神真的很渴望给到我们的那种安息是什么。
So to sum up today's two key points.
我首先去总结今天的两个重点。
Since it's God's rest,
既然这份安息是从神而来的安息
so God is the one who accept or not accept us into his rest.
亚维神他是那位选择能够接受接纳我们或者不接纳我们入到他的安息里面的。
In other words,
那换言之
to enter God's rest is his grace towards us.
其实能够进入神的安息呢是神对人的恩典。
But we must have faith.And be faithful on our part to experience God's rest.
但是我们的部分呢就是我们必须有信心同埋呢我们要好忠诚地做好我们的部分。那我们才可以经历到神应许给我们的安息。
Okay, so hope you can remember these two points for today's sermon.
那希望大家都可以记住今日信息的两个重点。
And I hope the young people will not proceed to rest.
那希望我们年轻人千万不要现在就立刻走了去睡觉了。
Since these are the two points you need to remember.
因为这两点其实是希望大家可以记住的。
So the remainder of today's sermon, I would like to lead you to ponder, on another passage.
那现在我们信息的另一部分下半部分我们想去看另一段的经文第二段经文。
More of an incident in the Bible.
那么其实可以更加说是在圣经里面记载了一件事迹。
To show us and help us to observe a very great contrast between entering or not entering into God's rest.
那这件事迹呢就可以让我们观察到一个非常之大的反差就是当一个人能够进入神的安息和不能够进入神的安息。
So this passage is found in Mark chapter 4 verse 35 to 41.
那这段经文呢是记载在马可福音4章35节至到41节。
So Mark chapter 4 verse 35 to 41, to save time, ask Pastor Grace to read for us in Chinese.
马可福音4章35至41节。当那天晚上，耶稣对门徒说：我们到那边去吧。门徒离开众人，耶稣仍在船上，他们就把他一同带去，也有别的船和他同行。忽然起了暴风，波浪打入船内，甚至船要满了水。耶稣在船尾上枕着枕头睡觉。门徒叫醒了他，说：夫子，我们丧命，你不顾吗？耶稣醒了，斥责风，向海说：住了吧，静了吧。风就止住，大大的平静了。耶稣对他们说：为什么胆怯？你们还没有信心吗？他们就大大的惧怕，彼此说：这到底是谁？连风和海也听从他了。
I believe this is a passage that are familiar to many of us.
我相信这段经文对我们很多人来说都是耳熟能详的。
So let us consider this passage from the point of view of entering God's rest.
咁我哋咧而家就尝试从呢段经文咧去睇下点样明白啊进入神嘅安息。
So clearly, there's a great contrast between Jesus Christ, who is the head of the church and God's promised Messiah, and the 12 disciples at that time.
好明显咧，呢一度咧系对比紧主耶稣基督作为教会嘅头啦，作为神所应许所拣咗嗰位尼赛亚救主。同埋佢嘅嗰十二个门徒啊，中间实在太大嘅对比啦。
So Christ our Lord and Savior in this incident is the one who has entered into God's rest.
耶稣基督，我哋嘅主，我哋嘅救主咧，就系嗰一位能够亦都已经进入咗神安息嘅嗰一位。
Well, the disciples actually failed to have faith and didn't enter God's rest at the time when disaster came upon them.
而门徒咧，当灾难临到嘅时候，佢哋却系冇行使到佢嘅信心，佢哋冇办法去进入神嘅安息。
So in the following time, we will ponder on the disciples' example as someone who didn't have faith and didn't enter into God's rest.
咁所以咧喺嚟紧时间，我哋一齐去睇下，去默想下门徒佢哋呢个反面教材，佢哋就系冇信心啦，所以亦都冇办法进入神嘅安息。
In contrast to the Lord Jesus' example as someone who has entered into God's rest.
对比耶稣，佢咧却系嗰位能够进入神安息嘅嗰一位。
But first, let us notice in verse 35.
但首先我哋可以去留意下喺35节嗰度咁话。
It was Christ who led the disciples to take the boats and to go over to the other side.
咁其实当时咧系耶稣基督佢自己带领门徒啊，要坐船渡过去到岸另一边。
And yet God allowed them to encounter a severe storm on the way.
但是神却容许他们在途中就要遇到极其大的风浪。
So what does this observation show us?
那这个观察又告诉我们什么呢?
So one important spiritual lesson we can take note is,
所以一个非常重要的属灵原则我们需要去明白。
In following Jesus Christ and in walking with Heavenly Father Yahweh,It is not always a smooth journey.
当我们跟随耶稣基督，当我们想和我们的天父同行的时候，我们不要想着一定是一帆风顺。
It's a misconception to think after becoming a Christian, God will remove every challenge or suffering that may come our way.
咁其实咧，呢个系一个普遍存在嘅一个错误嘅观念啊，就系有一个误解，以为做咗基督徒啊，咁神咧就要帮我哋。去除晒一切任何嘅挑战啊、苦难啊，就系、是、令到事事都系好顺利。
So we live life happily and smoothly ever after。
咁之后咧，我哋就好幸福美满生活啦，冇任何困难啦。
What we can observe here is that our Father in heaven is like a wise trainer. At times, he does allow his people to go through testing of faith.
咁但系我哋喺呢度观察到嘅咧，反而系我哋嘅天父就好似一个非常之好嘅、非常之有智慧嘅教练，佢咧系会适时嘅容许佢嘅子民去经历一啲信心嘅考验。
And the purpose of testing of faith is in order to help us to grow spiritually.
而点解要容许我哋经历呢啲嘅考验咧？就系、是、为咗我哋属灵生命能够成长。
And to purify our faith.So his people may be ready to participate in the spiritual warfare and also in God's rescuing work of mankind from sin.
同时呢神要炼净去洁净炼净我们的信心以致我们真的准备好呢能够参与在属灵的征战那里同神一起去拯救、全人类从最终那里得释放。
So this is the side observation, worth taking notes on this passage.
咁所以呢个可以话一个我哋从今日嘅经文都能够观察到嘅另一点。
So when we look at this passage,
咁当我哋睇翻呢个经文嘅时候
，What is it like when Christians have not entered into God's rest by faith？
当神嘅子民基督徒冇办法进入神嘅安息，嗰、那个表征系点嘅咧
？I think it's not hard to see that when the disciples did not have faith in God and failed to enter God's rest。
我想应该不难看得到当门徒因为没有信心而没有办法进入神的安息的时候
They were both literally overcame by waves
他们真的字面上的真的被那些风浪就已经冲撞到都不知道怎么办了
Physically and also spiritually speaking
但係唔單止係肉身上俾啲風浪喺度搞到搖擺不定，佢嘅屬靈嘅狀態都係一樣。
They were overwhelmed by their fear, by their emotions.
佢哋當時被佢哋嗰種嘅驚恐同埋佢哋嘅情緒已經完全嘅勝過自己。
To a point, notice in verse 38.
直到一個地步啊，我哋可以睇第38節。
They even complain and murmur against Jesus, saying, "Do you not care that we are perishing?"
佢哋喺38節竟然向主耶穌發出埋怨啊，去抱怨耶穌。夫子即系老师啦，你唔通唔理我哋，你唔关心我哋啊？你唔关心我哋已经就嚟死啦。
So this is similar to what the first generation of Israelites in the wilderness did to Moses.
其实呢个非常之类似啊，第一代嘅以色列人，佢哋喺旷野嘅时候，正正就系咁样去向佢哋嘅领袖摩西去发怨言。
So when God Yahweh allowed testing of faith to come their ways, when there's no water at the moment, so they began to murmur against Moses.
咁当时咧，神就系容许以色列人要经历一啲嘅信心嘅考验。当佢哋觉得哎呀冇水饮啊，冇嘢食嘅时候，佢哋就开始向佢哋嘅领袖摩西去发怨言啦。
So Moses was their leader and the mediator of the old covenant.
其实摩西系佢哋当时嘅领袖啦，亦都系喺旧约里面啊，佢喺人同神之间嘅嗰位嘅中保。
So here the disciples were doing the similar thing when they didn't have faith and didn't enter into God's rest.
咁而家睇到啦，門徒咧其實都係一樣嘅情況嘅。當佢哋缺乏呢份信心咧，當佢哋冇辦法進入神嘅安息嘅時候，佢哋嘅表現都係一樣。
So they also murmur against Christ, who is the mediator of the new covenant.
佢哋咧今次就係向主耶穌基督，就係呢個新約嘅中保去發佢哋嘅怨言。
So what do you think is the reason they failed to enter into God's rest and failed the testing of faith as a whole?
咁我哋究竟覺得門徒啊點解會去冇辦法進入神呢份安息，亦都係可以話喺今次呢個信心嘅考驗咧完全失敗。
So the reason on the surface seems to be what we can observe.
嗱，嗰個原因喺表面咧，可能係好似我哋能夠觀察到嘅咁樣。
When they saw the immediately perilous environment，
當佢哋見到呢個即係好眼前啊，所能夠睇到好切身嘅危險嘅狀況嘅時候
，they were scared and didn't have faith in God or in Christ。
佢哋就好驚恐啦，佢哋咧並冇對神或者對耶穌基督有足夠嘅信心。
Maybe you say simply because they didn't have faith。
咁所以簡單嚟講就係冇信心咯。
They are scared.
佢哋好驚。
But actually, there's a deeper reason behind why they failed to enter into God's rest and failed the testing of faith.
但其實咧，喺背後有一個更深層嘅原因，係導致佢哋點解冇辦法進入神嘅安息，亦都喺呢個信心嘅考驗咧係失敗嘅。
So notice in previous passage in Mark.
咁我哋睇翻之前嘅經文咧，喺馬可福音。
So in Mark chapter 4 verse 30-32,
喺馬可福音嘅4章30-32節
，notice the Lord Jesus just taught them about the parable of the mustard seeds。
其實主耶穌基督咧係剛剛教完門徒關於呢個芥菜種嘅比喻。
So this is a prophetic and glorious parable that describes the kingdom of God on earth。
咁其實咧，呢個芥菜種嘅比喻係一個帶有預言嘅比喻，亦都係一個非常之榮耀嘅比喻，係形容到神嘅國度喺地上面。
So the kingdom of God on earth has a very humble beginning, like the smallest known garden seed in Israel.
原來咧，神嘅國度喺地上咧，就好似當時以色列所知道啊，最細粒嘅種子，一個植物嘅種子。
So in Israel, the smallest known seed to them is the mustard seeds.
咁當時喺以色列呢個環境咧，佢哋當時認知最細粒嘅種子咧，就係呢個叫芥菜種啦。
It's not the kind of mustard seed we commonly have today, but it's really just like you need to use magnifying glass to really see it.
咁當然就唔係我哋而家英國人好中意食嗰啲芥末嗰啲嘅種子啦。咁其實咧喺以色列嗰種品種咧係真係好細粒嘅。
And the amazing thing is,when it's sown into the ground, it's able to grow and grow and grow to about 2.5 meters, even close to 3 meters tall.
但係好奇妙嘅咧，就係咁細一粒種子，好似塵埃一樣嘅。你當佢種咗落地下之後咧，佢係能夠長成 有高达 2.5 米甚至3米咁高嘅。
So this parable is to show God's power is so great that the smallest seeds can grow to become the tallest garden plants known to them at that time.
咁所以其实呢个比喻呢正正就係想教导啊，就算有一个好谦卑嘅起头，真係最细嘅呢粒种子呢，都有呢个潜能能够去长成一个最高嘅一个嘅非常之高嘅植物。
And it's by the power of God.
而呢个过程完全係靠神嘅能力嘅。
And through this parable, the Lord Jesus was teaching them about the power of God and the importance of faith despite a small and humble beginning.
所以其实藉住呢个比喻呢，主耶稣是想教导他们关于神的能力，也都要关于信心是几咁重要。就算我们的起点是很卑微，是很小，很不配的。
So, in 2025,
在2025年
we have the benefit of the hindsight that we can look back into history.
我们有一个好处，就是我们现在处于一个位置，能够回望历史的进程。
How Christianity developed from only 13 people into a great influence in this world.
咁我哋睇到啊，基督教啊，所谓系点样从13个人一个咁细嘅开始，影响到而家今日系全球都系非常具影响力嘅。
That a quarter of the world population today say they are Christians.
所以系到个地步咧，基本上全球有大概四分之一嘅人口都会话佢哋系基督徒。
So from the Lord Jesus and his 12 disciples to 2.3 billion people is a great increase.
单单从耶稣自己一个同埋12个门徒加埋，演变成发展成今日有数字系我最弱嘅 ,2.3 billion, 有冇人识翻译？23亿是啦，就是全球23亿的人口啊，真是一个非常大的一个增长。
And all this is possible when Christians have faith and are faithful.
咁呢啲呢是只能够实现呢，是因为信心同埋当基督徒真係有呢份嘅忠诚。
And God can work powerfully through them.
神呢就可以非常之有能力嘅喺佢哋当中去运行。
So the disciple just heard the Lord Jesus preaching about the power of God in transforming the small seed into a great garden plant.
咁啲门徒啱啱先听完主耶稣呢去教导，去神嘅能力点样能够去改变一粒咁细啊，人睇为最细嗰粒嘅植物嘅种子，变成一个非常之大嘅一个植物。
So do you think the disciples believe in the Lord Jesus' words?
咁你觉得门徒有冇真系相信主耶稣嘅话呢？
Perhaps yes, in a certain degree in their heads.
可能你可以话有嘅，即系某程度上，因为都系停留喺头脑上。
And then God allowed them to encounter a severe storm right afterwards.
但系神呢，紧接住就容许佢哋要去经历一个非常之严重嘅风暴。
This is actually to help the disciples to put what they heard and believe in their heads.In a very practical reality, into a practical way, or practical faith in their life.
咁其实你可以话咧，神藉住咁样系帮助紧门徒啊，要将佢所听见嘅同埋头脑所认知、所相信嘅，演变成一个真实、好实际、切身处地嘅信心嘅一个表达。
So at the moment of the severe storm.
所以当喺佢哋处身喺嗰个咁严重嘅风暴里面嘅时候
，They were faced with a choice to have faith and to be faithful in applying the word of God they heard。
佢哋面临一个选择啦，佢哋可以选择去凭住信心，然后咧去亦都凭住呢份嘅忠诚去apply， 即系要去应用主耶稣藉住神咧 ，sorry， 神藉住主耶稣去讲嘅呢啲嘅教导。
To put their trust in God who has the power。To change the mustard seed into a great tree.
就是真的去相信呢，神绝对有能力将一粒芥菜种都可以变成一棵好大的树，一个植物。
And to recognize God is the one who can help them at that difficult time.
同埋呢，要去认识到神呢，就是那位在再困难的环境都好啦，他能够去帮助他们的那位。
So you see, the reason they failed to enter into God's rest is because They failed to faithfully implement what they just heard from the Lord Jesus in their everyday life situation.
咁我哋而家大家睇到嘛，其实门徒之所以冇办法进入神嘅安息，系因为佢哋冇好忠诚、 好凭住信心嘅去实行应用佢哋从耶稣基督所听到嘅教导。而家系讲紧特别系应用喺我哋日常生活里面。
So this is what we read in the first key passage in Hebrews chapter 4 verse 2.
呢个正正就是我哋喺今日第一段嘅主题经文希伯来书四章二节嗰度所读到嘅。
So shall we read it together? First in English and then in Chinese.
咁想邀请大家我哋一齐开声去读啊！首先用英文，跟住用中文。
So 1, 2, 3. For good news came to us just as to them, but the message they heard did not benefit them, because they were not united by faith with those who listened.
中文，因为有福音传给我们。像传给他们一样，只是所听见的道与他们无益，因为他们没有信心与所听见的道调和。
So in order to enter God's rest, it also has to do with how we by faith are applying the word of God we heard Sunday after Sunday with faith in our daily life.
所以如果我们真的想进入神的安息呢，其实个关键就是我哋有冇真系将我哋每个礼拜日听好多嘅呢啲嘅信息啊，神嘅话语切切实实咁应用喺我哋生命当中。
To be faithful in living out what we already heard，
就系咧真系好忠诚嘅去好勤奋嘅将我哋所听见嘅都去活出嚟。
If we are unfaithful in living according to the word of God， then we also will not be able to enter God's rest。
如果我哋都同样系冇好信实、好忠诚咁去活出神嘅话语，咁其实我哋都同门徒一样系冇办法进入神嘅安息嘅。
And they failed to, at that time, in their testing of faith.
咁就好似门徒当时佢哋嗰一刻确实咧，就系喺呢个信心嘅考验上系唔过关啊，失败咗。
So my dear brothers and sisters in Christ，
所以我亲爱嘅主里面嘅弟兄姊妹
，So how do we hear the word of God？
究竟我哋平日喺度听神嘅话语，我哋点听嘅咧
？To understand the message with our mind is only the first step。
用我哋嘅理性层面去明白神嘅话语，其实只系第一步。
So the head knowledge must become a heart knowledge。
我哋嘅头脑知识必须转化为一个真系从心而嚟嘅领悟。
So our faith in God must translate to everyday living relationship towards Him。
所以我哋对神嘅信心咧，亦都必须转化为一个我哋每一日同神一个活泼嘅关系。
Okay, so how about the Lord Jesus? How is a person who has entered into God's rest like?
咁我哋而家就睇下主耶稣又系点咧？究竟一个真正能够进入神安息嘅人，佢又系点嘅咧
？So we saw earlier, faith is the key to enter God's rest.
咁我哋较早前都已经睇到，信心咧就系要进入神安息嘅关键。
And in the four Gospels, the Lord Jesus is a role model of faith and faithfulness towards the Heavenly Father.
咁其实咧喺四福音里面咧，主耶稣啊，佢正正就系信心同埋呢个忠诚嘅最好嘅榜样。
So he says in John chapter 8 verse 29 that he always does things that are pleasing to Heavenly Father.
主耶稣在约翰福音八章二十九节就说了，他常常都是做那些讨神喜悦、讨天父喜悦的事情。
And the Lord Jesus focused his life to do the will of God and to accomplish God's work.
而且主耶稣他毕生都是将个焦点摆在要去遵行神的旨意，同埋要去完成神的工作。
So such is Christ's example of faith and faithfulness and his love towards our Heavenly Father.
咁其实从当中我哋就睇到咧，耶稣对佢嘅天父真系有完全嘅呢份信心、忠诚同埋爱。
So the Lord Jesus is fully dedicated to love God and to do His will。
主耶稣系完全致力于要去爱神，去遵行神嘅旨意。
And he's someone by faith has entered into God's rest。
而主耶稣就系嗰位透过信心咧，能够进入神安息嘅嗰位牧
人。And this is why.When difficult time comes, the Lord Jesus continued to entrust himself totally to the Heavenly Father.
亦都系呢个原因，点解当好艰难嘅时刻临到嘅时候，主耶稣都可以继续嘅将自己完全交托俾天父。
He not only was calm in this incident.
主耶稣唔单止系呢一次暴风里面能够保持好安静、好平稳。
And he also came in touch with God's power and God's peace, also flowed.Through him, to accomplish a miracle.
咁其實就係因為佢有呢份嘅平靜安穩咧，神嘅能力、神嘅平安完全能夠去借住佢去行出一個神蹟。
So can we see the next slides? Yeah. So notice the faith of the Lord Jesus was in touch with God Yahweh because God's power and peace flow through him without hindrance to cease the winds and the storm and cause a great calm.
咁我哋留意到咧，耶穌佢嗰份信心咧，表現喺佢同神，因為有呢份接觸啊，以致神嘅能力同埋平安通過佢，可以咧去完全冇攔阻嘅，去靜止當時嘅風同埋浪。
So the peace that God gives us in Christ is surpassing all understanding。
咁神咧喺耶穌基督裡面要賜俾人嘅平安，就係嗰個超乎人能够理解嘅出人意外嘅平安。
And this is one point I would like to encourage our dear friends who are still seeking to know and experience God among us.
咁呢一个重点咧，亦都系我特别想鼓励喺我哋当中嘅朋友，仲未认识神嘅朋友们咧，当你哋继续去追求认识同埋经历神嘅时候
，It is in Jesus Christ that God is willing to grant us this great calm.
其实是唯有在耶稣基督里面神佢能够都很乐意赐给我们这种很完全的平静。
When we are willing to listen to God's instruction, to listen to his beloved son,
当我们愿意听神的旨意指示要我们去听从他的爱子主耶稣基督的时候
to follow Christ as our Lord and Savior,
去跟从耶稣基督作为我们的主不是只是救主是主和救主。
Then we will experience peace in our relationship first with God and also with one another.
那我们就会经历在人际关系或者首先是跟神的关系之间都会有这份的真正的平安和平。
And furthermore, notice what a person who enters into God's rest is like.
那我们进一步再去看看一个真正进入神安息的人又是怎样的呢
Not only is he able to share God's peace with those around,
不单止他能够去跟身边的人都分享到这份的平安
He is also someone who is able to bear other people's burden, so they may have a chance to experience God's peace.
他更是一位能够去背起人的重担的人以致身边的人都有机会去经历神的平安。
So notice the disciples woke Jesus up and murmured against him out of their fear and faithlessness and frustration.
那我们留意了门徒当时即刻摇醒耶稣跟着开始就埋怨他因为他们真的很害怕嘛。那当时他们出于害怕出于他们的无助沮丧同埋系啦，呢种嘅缺乏信心里面咧。
So what was the Lord Jesus' response from towards them？
咁当时主耶稣系点样回应佢哋咧
？The Lord Jesus said， 你个衰仔，你敢样同我讲嘢？He said， you ungrateful brat， how dare you speak to me like this？
你广东话好准啦，唔使翻译啦。
No, the Lord Jesus did not respond this way.
咁主耶稣当然就唔系咁样去斥责门徒啦。
He bore their burdens and to give God's rest to them.
其实耶稣首先都系背起咗佢哋当时嘅重担，俾到佢哋有呢份嘅安息噶。
At that time, the disciples had failed the testing of faith, and they were fearful and complaining.
当时门徒的确系已经。是在这个信心的考验当中失败了他们都是非常害怕甚至在这里埋怨着。
But the Lord Jesus bore their burdens and helped them to experience God's power and God's peace.
但主耶稣基督呢他是愿意背起他们的重担帮助他们能够经历神的能力和神的平安。
And notice the Lord Jesus also pointed out where they fell.
但留意主耶稣亦都指出他们究竟在哪个位置为什么会去失败。
So we are also instructed to speak the truth in love.
因为同样我们作为门徒我们主都教过我们我们需要凭着爱心说诚实话。
So he told them where they fell.
所以耶稣亦都要指出门徒他们究竟当时为什么会失败呢在哪里失败呢
yeah, So they may repent and experience God's rest when they have learned to trust in God fully and to be faithful to him.
以致他们都能够悔改然后呢经历到神所给他们的平安但那个条件就是他们要去学习信靠神完全的信靠神还有呢要去对神是忠心的。
So isn't this a beautiful picture of someone who had entered into God's rest.
咁呢个岂唔系一个非常之美丽嘅图画？俾我哋睇到，当一个人咧能够进入神嘅安息，应该系点嘅
？So the Lord Jesus is our example of faith and faithfulness. He's someone who has entered into God's rest and not being affected by, tribulations or suffering that may come his way.
主耶稣就系我哋嗰个信心同埋忠诚忠心嘅榜样。一个人能够进入神嘅安息咧。佢就唔会咁轻易被佢所面临嘅一啲嘅苦难啊磨练去影响到。
And by faith, he's also the one able to bear other people's burden and minister God's peace and blessing to those who are around him.
而藉住信心咧，主耶稣亦都系嗰位能够有能力去承担其他人嘅重担嘅，亦都向佢哋咧去传递神而嚟嘅平安，亦都将祝福带俾身边嘅人。
So he's someone we need to learn and imitate.
咁所以耶稣咧，真系我哋非常之需要仿效嘅模范。
So my time is up. So let us conclude.
因为时间已经到啦，我要去总结。
So I would like to conclude today's message with two verses.
咁我想用两节嘅经文去总结今日嘅信息。
So Isaiah chapter 25 verse 4 and Isaiah 32 verse 1 to 2.
咁呢两段嘅经文呢係喺以赛亚书25章4节同埋以赛亚书32章1至2节。
So in Isaiah chapter 25 verse 4, the you is referring to God Yahweh.
咁喺以赛亚书25章4节呢度嘅你呢係特别指到 Yahweh 神。
He is the stronghold to the poor, a stronghold to the needy in his distress, a shelter from the storm, a shade from the heat.
因为你是贫寒人的保障，贫穷人急难中的保障，暴风雨之避难所，炎热之地的阴凉处。
So he's the one who provides rest and peace to people.
所以神呢，就是那一位能够去提供给我们有真正的安息和安慰的那位神。
But in his plan of salvation, he also desires his people to become someone who is able to provide rest and peace to others.
但是呢，在神的救恩计划里面呢，他也都渴望他的子民都能够成为那些带给其他人有安息的那些人。
So Isaiah chapter 32 verse 1 to 2.
所以在以赛亚书32章1至2节那里这样。
So in Chinese, I chose one version that's closer to the original.
咁喺中文，我特别拣选咗一个翻译版本咧，系比较接近原文嘅。
So may I ask Pastor Grace to read for us in Chinese？
咁我会用中文读出嚟啊。看啊，必有一王推广公义公正，首领们推广公义，每一个都像避风所和避暴雨的隐密处，又像河流在干旱之地，在大磐石的影子，在潮水之地。
So when we compare these two passages, there are similarities between God's characters and what he hopes his people would be.
咁其实如果我哋去对比呢两段经文咧，就能够睇到神子嘅性情同埋佢对佢子民嘅期望咧，其实有好多相近之处嘅。
So such is God's wonderful plan and his goodwill towards his people.
咁其实呢个就系神咧，佢对人类美好嘅心意同计划。
To change us to become like himself，
就系将我哋都改变成好似神自己咁样。
So we may also minister his peace to those who are in need，
以致我哋都能够向嗰啲正处于水深火热中有需要嘅人咧，都去传递佢嘅平安。
But we must first be people of faith who has entered into God's rest。
但是我们首先要真的成为一班有信心的人，我们自己都已经进入了神的安息当中。
So let's strive to enter God's promised rest in our everyday life.
所以都让我们在我们每日的生活里面一起同心的竭力进入神所应许的安息里面。
So let us close in a prayer.
我们一起用祷告结束。
Our Heavenly Father, we thank you for your precious words.
我们亲爱天父，就是为到你宝贵的话语，我们去献上感恩。
In this ever-changing and turbulent world, you are our stronghold.
在这个这么动荡、不断很多的改变的世界里面，你是那位不变的。
And yeah, you are a righteous God who will bring into account everything that man has done in his life.
而你是那位最公义的神，你一定会按住各人所行的给一个公义的判决。
Help your church to manifest your love and this hope of salvation in Jesus Christ.
求你帮助教会真是代表你去彰显你的爱和在神耶稣基督里面的盼望。
And help us to translate or put into practice what you have heard, the gospel and the message in our everyday life by faith and faithfulness.
求你帮助我们凭着信心和向你的忠诚，真是将我们所听见的道理真是转化成我们日常生活都去实行的行动。
Keep us from being lawless people who are not under your reign.
求你帮助我们千祈不要落入一个不法的人的地步，就是完全都不是被神去掌管，不是活在你王权底下。
Who neglect to live under your commandment to love.
也都去没有去按住你爱的诫命去生活这样。
Because you have already shown to us this how we are to love just as Christ has loved us.
因为你已经清楚地去表明究竟你期望我们怎样学习彼此相爱，就是正如基督爱我们一样。
That we would die for one another.
是甚至我们愿意为弟兄舍命，我们为彼此舍命。
So Father, we pray that you will continue to be patient with us, just like the disciples. We are weak and we are easily stumbled because of what we encounter in our everyday life.
天父，我们都首先去感谢你，你是几咁的怜悯忍耐，就正如主耶稣对门徒都是非常的忍耐。你去体恤我们有时都是有软弱的，即是当面临一些很困难的情况，可能都会是有软弱当中。
But help us to heed what Christ speaks to us and to learn from his example of faith.
但恳请你帮助我们真的要郑重的去听到耶稣所教导门徒的，同埋他用自己的生命去显明几个信心的榜样。
So Father, we pray you will bless everyone, and continue to help us to walk with you.
天父，就求你真系祝福在座每一位，亦都帮助我哋继续与你同行。
We thank you for your love towards us.
我哋为到你对我哋嘅爱去献上感谢。
We ask this for your glory's sake.
我哋咁样祈求，系为到你嘅荣耀去祈求。
Amen.
Amen.